Data analytics and artificial intelligence are today the most important platforms to support the growth of any organization. In this area, Derivo is a strategic partner offering to their customers expert services that include data management, data visualization, predictive analytics, business intelligence, data science, data security, and cloud computing. We have helped customers like HSBC, Sanofi, and Bimbo to generate significant savings in their business, identifying new growth opportunities and reducing risk through data analytical platforms that improve their decision-making, transforming companies to be more informed with data-driven decisions. Derivo is a partner of the best data analytics technologies: Power BI, ClickSense, Tableau, Snowflake, Databricks, Synapse, Azure Machine Learning, etc. Staff your data analytics backlog in a nearshore schema with a certified team of consultants. Derivo, release the power of data.
Hello, I'm Dr. Beverly Wright, and welcome to TAG Data Talk. With us today, we have Zhang Doe, Director of Customer 360 at IHG Hotels and Resorts. And we're talking about defining and adapting your data science career. Welcome to TAG Data Talk, Zhang.
Thank you, Beverly. It's a pleasure to be here.
Excellent. Well, you got a fancy title. You're Director of 360, Customer 360.
Yes.
Tell us, why are you so cool?
Well, thanks for saying that. And actually, it reminds me of something that actually is more, I assume, more common in data science world is people will assume that everyone is smart rather than cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very cool for you to ask that question. So a little bit about myself, and actually the way that I take that question is we are all different and we are cool. So it's very cool that you mentioned that. A little bit about myself is I come from more of an academic background.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have thought that I would be doing Customer 360, which is something completely different from even math or stats or something like that.
Yeah.
And that is, for me, has been my career. It's very fluid across the journey. But if you build a strong foundation, I think that's has always been the kind of the good part that I pull into.
Did you think you'd be a professor?
I did, yes.
Really?
Yes, for probably the first 25 years of my life, I was planning to be a professor.
Wow.
My dad is a professor in math.
Okay.
So he's been kind of the North Star for a long time.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you grow and you adapt, and that's the whole point.
Right, right. Now, where is your dad?
He's here with me.
Okay, okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. So we're talking about the defining and adapting your data science career, which is a topic that so many people are, you know, really trying to get better at. They're going into a first job and they're sort of exploring, but they oftentimes don't create like a path or a map.
Yeah.
And then when they do, they don't understand the idea of adapting necessarily. Like mentees will come to me and say like, but that's on my map and I got to do it. And I'm like, no, man. I mean, this is a dynamic field.
Exactly.
You have to learn how to adjust and review what you've come up with. So let's talk about first, like when we talk about defining and adapting your data science career, well, let's just level set. What do we mean by data science career? Does that mean any career that involves data? Is that necessarily AI or modeling? Or is that like, because include BI? Or what's a data science career?
It's funny you ask that because that's actually my running joke about data science is that it just, you pretty much just put lipsticks on statistician, right?
Yeah.
So maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I was being trained to be a statistician, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember when I was at school, we were actually thinking of, okay, I'm going to get out, I'm going to become a statistician, working for SAS or working
CDC
for like,
or, yeah, exactly, right, that was right? the goal, right?
And,
yeah.
And everyone in that field used to do exactly what all data science do today,
mm-hmm.
with maybe different techniques, but with the same purpose and same function.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that is data science. And that is, so I actually like the term of business data analytics a little bit more than simply data science.
Mm-hmm.
Data science make me kind of reminded me of ML, AI, and more like technical.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather it to be more all-encompassing,
mm-hmm.
more business and analytics together.
Oh, I see. Okay,
so
okay.
For me, that is the area that data science should be.
Yep.
For some reason, the term data science and the term data scientist caught on. Mm-hmm. So, which is great for the community.
Right, right.
In the same way as Gen AI is catching on now. Mm-hmm. So we're banking on it, right? But for me, as a professional career and career path, mm-hmm. I'd like to define it a little bit bigger than just data science.
Right, right. I got you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got really lucky. Like when I first graduated in decision sciences, nobody knew. That was, I mean, it was 91.
Exactly.
Like nobody knew what decision sciences was. And I thought, well, I'm destined to like, you know, be doing stats for the CDC or
exactly.
The CDC is a great employer, by the way.
Yeah.
But I thought this is my only path.
Yes.
So it's interesting how it has grown and how much it has
yes.
developed. You mentioned earlier about experience, exposure, and knowledge related to like a data science career.
Yeah.
Can you help unpack some of these three concepts?
Yes. So actually in around mid of my career, I learned from a very great mentor about actually a career path, right? And he's not particularly in data science or data analytics, but he's a very seasoned, knowledgeable mentor.
Mm.
And he told me that there are three things that define your career. And this is not just data science, right? But we can kind of adapt this to data science particularly. But experience, exposure, and knowledge. And what it means is you actually have to develop all three in order to have a very kind of well-rounded career.
Mm-hmm.
There are specialists, right? So knowledge, you can become a very kind of purely technical specialist. I think that's fine if you don't want to focus more on exposure or experience.
Mm.
Experience kind of come naturally.
Right.
But it goes a little bit about the patience, being patient.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go a little bit deeper in each of them. But for me, those three had stuck with me
mm-hmm.
as how I define kind of the career in data science.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. And before mm-hmm. we go into those real quick, just because you mentioned it, how important is it to have a mentor? I've heard you.
Oh, yes.
Well,
okay. So mentor is great.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a long time trying to find mentors.
Oh.
And later on, not only I kind of naturally have natural mentors, it's never officially a mentor relationship, but we naturally interact as if a mentorship. But actually, what is even more important is sponsorship.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Yeah, mentor is great. You bounce off ideas. You kind of
right.
have a friend.
It's like a real talk with that person.
Yes,
right,
but
right,
if
right.
we are talking about career,
right.
then it has to be
sponsorship. Within your company that
within,
helps you,
exactly.
like, you know, promote and champion
yes.
your cause and all that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's start with the experience one. Like, is that purely just like things that you do on the job? Are there other places to get it? Like, what does that mean, experience?
So, experience, there are a few different angles I wanted to touch related to experience.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, in the early career, let's touch on a common kind of theme recently that, oh, Gen Z is just free spirit, don't want to work, or everyone is working from home and don't want to like do anything.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that is the first part about experience, is when you are early in your career, you want to be very active.
Mm.
You want to be very, you get things done. Most likely it's not going to be the most efficient way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you get things done. You put a lot of hours in.
Mm.
And you, not only that, you probably want to branch out and learn more about what else.
Mm-hmm.
Raise your hands up asking for more assignments, even though you are 100% capacity.
Right.
Don't say no if someone asks, oh, can you help with this? And just don't say that, oh, that's not my function. That's actually even better is for me, the experience.
Mm-hmm.
It can either come naturally. Once you work with different departments, you work with different people,
mm-hmm.
you learn the knowledge from them.
I see.
You need to gather those knowledges, and that is probably, I would say, the most missing from a data science
really?
Community.
Wow.
Right? Because when you come out, you learn about all the techniques and
mm-hmm.
you learn about pretty much just the math. And you will come to the table saying, I can do all the math that you want.
Right.
But then I have no idea what else is going on in the company.
I see.
Right?
So, I see. So you're saying,
exactly.
Right up front, just bam, get a ton of experience. That should be your number one focal point.
Exactly.
Just like lots and lots and lots of experience. But
yes.
don't be afraid to go outside of your narrow little world.
Exactly.
I see. Yes. Okay. And you really feel that's the number one thing missing right now.
I think so. Wow. Yes. Well, for early career.
Right. For early career. Okay.
So anyone in their early career, and that's my counterpoint to Gen Z being like being labeled as not wanting to work and things like that. I want to that as kind of the call to action, right?
Right.
Don't just come in and think that, oh, I'm doing my job wonderfully. I should be raised and I should become a manager, etc. You should kind of think this is your time to build that foundation out and getting that knowledge and experience.
Right.
And then with that, eventually you will absorb all the different places and all the business around you. Mm-hmm. And I think that is when the experience is going to be helpful.
Does that lead to the exposure pillar? Are they? I guess they're all connected.
So the exposure is slightly different. Mm-hmm. But the experience, eventually you will get to a level where you learn more and you can actually contribute to the business the most.
I see.
The exposure is something, there are maybe a couple of things about exposure. One is you want to be, what I have observed is people who, there are certain people have an aura that they will come in and they will be destined to be someone.
Yeah.
And I don't think that is just by random. You actually can train that way. Mm-hmm. If you have a desire, once you have the experience and know where you want to be, you actually can act as if you are so-and-so, and the company will embrace that. And then the leadership will see that you are acting that way. So naturally, you fit in that role.
I see.
So that's
okay.
The first thing.
So it's partly just your visibility, but it's also, it sounds like it's positioning too.
Yes.
Like, hey, when I think of Beverly Wright, I know, you know, like Wes Char is someone that's got exposure, and his positioning is like, he just knows how to get it done.
Yes.
You know, it's niche. It's, you know, whatever. He's part of our network in Birchworks, but it's that it's not just the visibility, but it's also like, bam, they have this label attached to them. They can get stuff done.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and about the exposure, for me, another angle of exposure, it's a two-way street.
Mm.
Because for me, actually, sometimes I have a hard time to promote myself.
Mm.
And maybe this is just a weakness of mine.
No, I think a lot of us are like that, especially in data science. We want other people to talk about us.
Exactly. Well, and that is what I found out, is that I would rather come in a meeting with VP, SVP or whatnot, and I will praise to the best of my knowledge to my coworker, to my teammates, and to my partner. I think in the way that I'm giving that exposure to them.
Mm, I see.
And in return, you know, naturally, when you are working with them, it's a two-way street.
I see.
So you don't actually have to force the exposure, but I'd rather give out the exposure to other people.
Right.
So and don't just think about
it. It'll come back to you.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
And if it's come back, then it's fine. If it doesn't come back, that's fine as well. But help other people with the exposure itself.
Mm-hmm.
I found that actually sometimes more rewarding than getting the exposure. Because, for me, exposure or not, it's fine.
Well, especially if it's someone on your team. You know, you can be like really proud of them and that sort of thing. Now, is that limited to within the company? Or are we talking about like community exposure or broader, like vertical exposure?
Well, I think right now at my stage, I've functioned more within the company.
Yeah. Okay.
And even cross department is hard enough for me at the moment.
Right.
When you're talking about silo and things like that within a company.
Oh, ISG is a huge company too. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I try, my focus right now is more within the company.
I see.
But then when it's outside of the company, I feel the impact is less direct.
Oh.
But, you know, there are a lot of people that do a great job of that.
Okay. So you can think about exposure sort of in layers, like, you know, your own department, the entire company, a broader community, or even the vertical. And then, you know, there's some people like Cassie, that former chief data scientist at Google, that are, you know, everybody knows her.
Yes.
You know, global exposure. So
exactly.
I guess think about it in layers. That's, that makes sense. And then the third pillar you talked about is knowledge. Is that just knowledge from college, or is that different kind of knowledge?
Yes. So knowledge, it starts with in the early career, when you first get out of, say, a grad school, an undergrad, you have a prepackaged knowledge.
Uh-huh.
And when you start working, you quickly realize that that knowledge is completely different mm-hmm. than what actually is usable
yeah.
in the company. So that would be the first thing.
That's a big right? shock for people.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still remember when I was in stats, right?
Yeah.
We learn about all these regression. You have to check all these different conditions. When I start working, no one even know what p-value means. So and then you have to like create a slide to explain about p-value, yeah. r-square, and the things like that. And
yeah,
no one...
business is very messy.
Exactly.
And academics is yes. really lab-oriented.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
no one even care about the underlying conditions right. of your data.
Right. They're just it's a model. Let's take it. Let's
exactly.
go with it. Yeah.
So I think for me, that is the first part of knowledge,
yeah,
right? You build that knowledge. Now, on the flip side, I want to actually emphasize on the good model, the ability to do a good job based on your knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So you as a data science and a data scientist, you have to, your responsibility is to build that capability first.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is not just for an analyst. This is up to anyone I've seen, up to VP or SVP,
mm-hmm.
you have to have that level of a solid foundation. And for me, that is the critical piece of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And when you first out of college or first out of school, you may not be there yet. And that is your responsibility to do that.
I see.
So I've been actually a very big advocate, even within my company, about good model versus auto ML.
Mm-hmm.
Because now everyone's going to talk about auto ML, Gen AI is going to solve everything. And if you just breathe, you'll create a new model
mm-hmm.
predicting whatever you want based on whatever data that is available out there.
Yeah.
I'm very against that.
Yeah.
What I wanted to focus, and I've been trying to advocate within the organization, is there is a difference between the good model and something out of the box.
Oh.
The out of the box is, yes, you have all the tools, all the cars in the world,
mm-hmm.
but you cannot replace the person that drives the car.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that is the key.
Yeah.
So as a data scientist or as a data professional, you are responsible for building that knowledge and have that capability to be able to create that good model.
Yeah,
And that good model doesn't just come from techniques.
Right.
So it's not just about using the latest and greatest data. It is not about, again, it recalls me of my time in math, actually, is the Olympiad would be like, everyone is trying to increase an inch or a tenth of an inch. And that's exactly in a lot of the data science competition is you try to increase your R square by, I don't know, 0.001.
Whatever, yeah, right. It's not always the max R square that
exactly.
wins.
Exactly. It's not
in
about
life.
The max R square. It's about you have to cross a reasonable threshold. It cannot like a random model, right? A random model, a benchmark model out there will be just anywhere.
Right.
You have to create a really good model. And then you have to actually be able to apply that model to the right timing in the right structure and right offer of a, say, a promotion, for example.
Right.
You have to structure it in the right way. And that requires experience, working with multiple teams and be very collaborative with
understanding the context
yes.
and what's going on around it.
Yes.
I love it. Joel Sokol from Georgia Tech and I had a conversation about that
yes.
it can't just be this push button, you know, and you talked about
exactly.
generational differences, and I think they're into the, let me just push
yes.
the button and
exactly.
it's the easy button and it'll create like a vanilla model that has no idea about this, that, and the other.
Exactly.
You know, where's the human side? So,
yes.
That's a good you know, an example of a pitfall. Are there other tips or tricks or types of things like, man, if I had known, you know, I want to tell early career this stuff.
Yeah.
Like they won't know. Like one thing you mentioned was when you get out of school and you go into a job, the things you learned in school are not going to directly translate yeah. always to the things you're doing in a job. And you might go like, what? I thought
yes.
I was going to be doing what I was doing in school.
Exactly.
So that's
yes.
one thing to keep in mind. The second is the value of the human and the part of the model building yes. and understanding the context and that sort of thing. Do you have any other like, you know, nuggets like, oh man, if early people only knew this.
Yes.
What's some other things?
Well, for me, it's a saying that I really cherish, and it becomes my kind of motto a little bit. It's a African proverb saying, if you want to go fast, you go alone. If you want to go far, you go together. And together here, for me, means two things. One is you need to build a team.
Mm-hmm.
So you increase your capability. So it's very easy from a data scientist or individual contributor to just rip up some models, create your own data set, and you know, solve the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually accomplish that pretty quickly. But I think the capability, building a team, having share that knowledge and experience mm-hmm. with other team members, and use that kind of combined capability together, you actually can go really, really far.
Nice.
And the second one is even more important than that for me, especially, I mean, regardless of the stages, actually, in your career, is you have to have a business partner.
Mm.
You have to be completely tied to a business partner or business objective, actually,
mm-hmm.
because...
Like so, customer 360.
Well, yes. Well, exactly. So as my function as customer 360, I'm not actually responsible for creating model.
Mm-hmm.
I'm responsible to connect with all the different functions within the company
oh.
so that we are all moving toward the vision.
I see.
So for me, it's very important to have that business that drives the solution as well. And for me, it's almost like a 50-50 partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the pitfalls that I often see, and it circles a little bit back to what we talked in the very beginning, is don't think yourself, the data scientist, as smart.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think the marketing team as cool.
Mm-hmm.
For me, everyone has a mixture of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the solution is when everyone works together and find a perfect solution
mm.
that everyone has a say and everyone contributes a nuggets of their knowledge.
Yep, yep, yep.
So that's
okay.
That's
so the last two you mentioned were don't go it alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. There's a video.
Well, you can go alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But not going to go
yes,
long.
Exactly.
Right, right, right. Yeah, if you want to go long, don't go it alone.
Yes.
There's a video about Dick and Rick Hoyt, I think it is. And the son is in a wheelchair and the dad pushes him in marathons because the son loves going. So he kind of has the heart and the spirit of wanting to go, but the dad has the body for it. So
yes.
If you really want to go long, don't go it alone.
Yes.
And then the second piece being about that collaborative, having that collaborative spirit
sure.
and always be willing to work together. Very nice. So what final piece of advice? So somebody's trying to define and adapt their data science career. What final piece of advice would you give for our listeners?
I think the final list of advice is... be fluid. And this is probably just because it resonates with my career,
mm-hmm.
as well as a lot of the things that has been changing. And I mean, going back to Gen AI and everything that is going crazy out there.
Right, right.
Or even when we talk about earlier about data science, statistician become data scientist, and now data scientist become Gen AI-ist, right? So I think be fluid in your career,
okay.
and don't be threatened by new technologies,
right?
Right, because Gen AI sounds like it's going to replace us all, can do all of our job, right? So for me, it actually reminded me of the time when before the computer, no one would even think that computer will be able to do all the amazing things.
Oh yeah,
and then before
and the
iPhone,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So iPhone is so much capable now, but the human evolve, but it's always about the human touch.
Yes.
Evolve with the technology, evolve with it. And then that's, for me, is the fluidity of your career.
Love it.
As well as the person.
Excellent.
So continue
Thank
to grow.
You. Thank you so yes. much to Zhang Doe, Director of Customer 360 from ISG Hotels and Resorts, for talking to us about defining and adapting your data science career.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Great conversation. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes.